Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.
Well, Holly, wanted to say a quick thank you for joining us today on the Lending Forward podcast. We're glad you could make the time for us. I know you're a very busy lady. Wanted to introduce you. And so let's just start with your background, kind of what your role looks like, and go from there. So let's start with, you know, where did you come from? What's your history? How are you involved in the builder world? And let's go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. And yeah, so my father started our company back around 1995, and I was fortunate to come work for him around 2008. So I am a UNC Tar Heel grad and loved it there and pursued a different passion while I was in college, but then afterwards decided that I wanted to come home and work for the family company. And luckily, my dad was an amazing mentor to me from the beginning. So started in 08. So it's been about 15 years or so now since I've been with the company. I started in sales. I got my real estate license and kind of dipped my toes into new home sales and worked on site, and then slowly started learning, you know, other parts of the construction industry and business. And with his help, you know, was able to really take on some other parts of or expand my role within the company. And over time, he semi-retired, and about 5 years ago, kind of fully retired, just staying on as in more of a consultant capacity. So it's been quite a ride with the market. I started in 08, like I said, so it was, you know, a challenging time, and then kind of slowly increase. And of course, over the last few years has just been wide open. So it's been an adventure for sure. So 6 years ago, I joined the Wilmington Cape Fear Home Builders Association as one of their board members, and have been serving in that role since then. And then this year I am serving as president of the HBA. So a great opportunity. I've learned so much being a part of that organization, and just thankful for that opportunity.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I love having you and your voice in, you know, specifically the Wilmington market, but also as a voice, you know, just in general, and lending it to the Lending Forward podcast. I think, you know, having these different, you know, niches of experience, lending their voice forward for others and helping others kind of see the connecting points, especially with our associations and different regions of our country and in our market. I think it's always valuable to kind of hear all these different perspectives. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, your role within the HBA. You know, obviously, you know, the Wilmington Cape Fear HBA is the fourth largest in the country, which is something that's super exciting, but it also would come with its own challenges. So I think there's probably a couple hats that you wear, one being a woman in this role that is really male dominated, but also, you know, leading a really robust organization like the Wilmington Cape Fear HBA. Talk to me a little bit about that from each of those perspectives.
So the HBA is the fourth largest in the country here in Wilmington, and we are proud of that. We have a robust membership, and we're about 1,500 members. And that includes builders, but also our trade partners, lenders, you know, appraisers, and anyone connected to our industry. So we have done a good job of spreading our umbrella of membership to people who are just affected by our industry, not just home builders. And that's really helped us grow. We recently have tried to reach out to a more diverse member base, women, minorities, you know, other industries that may not think of joining the HBA but are affected by it. And so recently we started, last year, we started the Professional Women in Building Council. right away, had great response. They have over 80 members already. They're the second largest in the state. And I think it's just such a testament to then when you look outside of what you're kind of used to. We are a male-dominated industry. We're typically an older industry, so not as many young people are coming in. So just having a separate place where they feel like their voice can be heard and women say, okay, I can identify with this. I'm going to go to that meeting and then see it grow so quickly. It's just such a testament to there are untapped people that want to be involved, and you just have to give them a space for that. Like you said, it is a male-dominated industry, so coming into it, it can be intimidating. I was certainly intimidated when I first got on the board 6 years ago. All men, you know, older, had been in their careers for a long time. But if you take that leap of faith and you're like, okay, this might be uncomfortable at first, but I'm going to do it. I've learned so much. And what I learned is they want more young people, more women, you know, other people that, maybe have not been involved in the HBA, but want to be, they're welcoming to those people. They just may not know the right way to approach them or what system put in place to welcome them. So it's been a great learning experience. I've, again, felt very welcome there. And we've been able to identify some ways that we could get more young people, more women, you know, involved in the HBA. And I think it's just a testament to our numbers that we're able to do that.
You guys have done a great job. And I, you know, we would both be remiss to not acknowledge the work of the staff, you know, obviously Cameron and Elizabeth and Jessica and all the excellent people that are on the team, serving the HBA. So I'm fortunate enough to know them as well. And I'm certain, you know, you're super thankful for them, and they just do an excellent job. So, that's, you know, a credit to them.
And like you said, I'm only here 1 year. They are the ones who are doing it year over year. And, they do a fabulous job, but I think it's a great resource to have. And just like you serving as president this year of your association as well. I mean, the resources and the people that you meet, the mentorship that you can offer, it just is irreplaceable. And I have a lot of people who come to me now and ask, like, where should I go for this? What should I do to get involved? And I love that they feel like I can be a resource for that, where they may not reach out to someone who's older or maybe more intimidating. So it's just been, I think for our industry, it's good for people to see young people that are in positions of leadership, women that are in positions of leadership, and think, oh, I can do that. I should get involved. Like, I can be in that industry, even though not everyone there looks like me and that kind of thing. So it's been great. It's been a great experience.
I love that. And it's so rewarding for really everybody, across the board, mutually beneficial. So let's talk a little bit about, some of the challenges in construction. You know, obviously, you know, mortgage lender, you know, there's real estate, there's, you know, construction, you know, some of the things that are hot topic issues, you know, both nationally and locally. You know, we're talking about, you know, inventory shortage, you know, challenges with construction. And I know we talked about this a little bit in terms of, you know, how do we overcome those challenges? Have we rebounded really from the COVID supply chain shortage? You know, those kinds of things. And we had some interesting dialogue around, you know, kind of what you're really facing. It's not supply anymore. It's not necessarily good intent or even, you know, available land. What are the things that you're encountering right now are the biggest challenges, and how are we working to overcome those?
In construction in our industry, and I think this crosses over to lending as well, but we have an inventory problem and we have a workforce problem. So the inventory problem, we could build our way out of by putting more inventory on the ground, but builders are really struggling with finding the labor to build more houses. And some of it is getting developments on the ground, getting through the red tape and all of that. But from a centralized view of a builder and not a developer, you know, it is hard to grow and expand quickly because you don't have the sub base to do that. And I think that that's something that's, you know, we hear through the HBA that's pretty consistent across the country. And so we really have to focus on how do we get young people into this industry and show them that there's a place for them, that they can make money, that they can be successful, that, you know, it's a cool industry to be in again, because that is really the only way. I think where we're headed right now is less and less people are joining our industry. And we've got to turn that around if we want to be able to build more, build successfully, make our industry, you know, appealing to people who are college educated, or maybe they don't want to go to college and they want to be in the trade. So we've got to show that pathway. So workforce development has been something that the HBA has really focused on. And again, trying to get it, like, we're going to elementary school. We're like, you have to start
them early,
really early, because those, yeah, they start to formulate their opinion about those careers through their peers and their parents very early. So we're trying to get in, and the PWB, the Professional Women in Building Council, and like you said, Cameron and the staff over the HBA has done a great job at signing up for every career fair, you know, doing camps, doing, you know, days where they go and they'll help the school build something. So that has been a big focus of the HBA this year. And so inventory is the other issue. And so workforce and inventory. And I really think that the mortgage side, the real estate side, and the builders can come together to help solve the inventory challenges that we have. We need creative lending. We need creative zoning so we can, you know, do these denser projects to create housing for people. So it's going to, I think it's really important that everybody who touches construction, including lenders, are like dialed in and know what's going on in whether it's legislative action or local action of like what's getting approved, so we can all be pushing towards like, we need more housing. We need to solve the inventory problem because it's slowing everybody down. I know it's slow. I know lenders, that's a big hot topic right now is the inventory.
It affects everyone.
And so I think we just all need to work together.
Yeah, it affects everyone for sure. So let's talk about any advice that you have for people that are listening. Like you just mentioned, you know, the North Carolina HBA, the State HBA Association, they have the bus that they've invested in to help, you know, bring that around to schools and expose, you know, people, you know, not just students, to the trades and do a lot of the virtual exposure to show people what that kind of looks like. What are other ways that people can get connected, and what's the value that an association brings to the local community and that type of way, or maybe something else that maybe we haven't covered?
Okay. Yeah, like you said, the bus, the state HBA created a virtual reality bus that goes to schools, and so kids can go in and do virtual reality different trades programs. Maybe it's an electrician or even truck drivers and all of these new plumbing, things like that, that they can do virtual reality on. So again, trying to make the industry cool again, you know, and showing them that it can be progressive. But the best advice that my dad gave me was to look outside of, you know, your own bubble, and getting involved with the HBA was my way to do that, to say, okay, I'm going to put myself out there. I want to be involved with other builders, developers, people in our industry that are, you know, making waves in the community. And so starting with your association, joining, being active, creating that network, I think is huge. You know, there are a lot of times I have a client and we're all doing our sales pitch and trying to impress them. And being educated about what's going on in your particular industry is one of the best ways you can build trust with that client. They're like, wow, they're really dialed in. She's really dialed in to what's going on at the state level and the local level. And one of the easiest ways to do that is just stay involved with your association, and you get educated on those things and build that network of people. So that's one advice, is get involved. Definitely get involved. And then if you can, find a mentor, because those are people who have been through it. They've been through every market there is, and they can really help guide you on the things that work for them without you having to go through all of the trenches that maybe they went through. I think having a good mentor, at least in my experience, has set a lot of people on the right track and helped them prevent some, you know, kind of classic business mistakes that they could have made, including myself, you know, to be successful and have that longevity.
Yeah. I love that. That's great advice. And I think that's also one of those important reminders for really everyone, but you're one introduction away from like a life-changing opportunity or something that's going to set you up for success. And I know this is something that you're intentional about. I certainly am too. Take people along on the journey with you. So, you know, we're maybe in the middle of our careers where we can offer someone an open door or a seat at the table or things like that. And I think those are really important things to keep top of mind too while we're, you know, setting up the table for success for, you know, if you future generations too. So I love that, you know, you guys have that mindset certainly at the HBA, and it's always something that it's cool to see because the success speaks for itself. So, and that's just a reflection of the people that are around that table. So kudos to you.
Well, it's not just me.
Yeah.
That is for sure. But it's a great time to join this industry. I mean, you have to not focus on the national perspective. And we've talked about that. You and I have talked about that before. It can be so negative, and it's, you know, so cyclical about how it's up and down. And, you know, you really have to focus on what's happening locally and talk to those in your networks that are local and think about how that's going to affect your business and not worry as much about what's going on the national level, because it really can bog you down. And I think those mentors, at least for me, helped with that. Like, you know, drown out the noise for a minute. Are you busy? Are you seeing clientele that's coming through the door, you know, that or not? Are you slowing down? Like, you need to make those adjustments that you're seeing and not worry as much about the national news.
Yeah. A lot of it really is, you know, overcoming the objections or the kind of the negative kind of narratives that are out there. I think a lot of that probably has to do with, you know, your mindset and your perspective of, do you only see, you know, the negatives, or do you focus on opportunity? Because opportunity really is around you. You just really got to be willing to knock on the door, ask the questions, you know, reach out and ask one more question, make one more introduction, you know, go to one more event. There's always opportunity behind that next action. So going back to that idea.
And it's also a way to, it's also a way to counteract your clientele hearing that noise. And then you can say, you know, be educated on your local market and say, well, I know those things are happening nationally, but here locally, these are the things that are happening. Wilmington's a great place to live. We have, you know, tremendous growth. We have a lot of people coming in from other areas. So, you know, they're coming from a big city where they're selling their home and they're moving to Wilmington. And we just have, you know, you have to focus on what's unique about your market and spin it in a good light so that they're not bogged down with, there's no inventory, the interest rate is so high, you know, I'm not going to get the house that I want, and it's not going to be in the time frame that I want. We've got to do a good job of spinning it locally to say, but this is the place you want to be. These are the reasons why. These are the reasons why you're still going to have that value in your home, have that value in your mortgage, et cetera. So I think right now, maybe one of the most critical things we can do because of the market, there's so much speculation. And I think we just need to reassure people that, you know, this is a great place to be. You're making the right decision, and these are the reasons why. And you have to be like in tune to know what those reasons are. You have to be involved in your community or involved with your association to, you know, be aware of those things and communicate that to your client.
Exactly. Love that. All right. Well, we've talked about quite a few things, and I think, you know, we are very fortunate to, you know, have had your voice here with us today. As we kind of wrap up, are there any final parting thoughts that you wanted to share? And then I have one last question for you, which is, how are you lending it forward?
Well, I think in thought, I did just pull a statistic on new home sales, just for perspective, especially as we talk about the builder's relationship with their lenders. And nationally, I think new home sales are about 15%, approximately 15% of all transactions. Actually, in our market locally, it's closer to 30%. And I even think that's underreported because, you know, a lot of the CP loan transactions do not go in MLS. So 30% being probably at the lower range of that. So it's a huge percentage of potential sales. And when we're thinking about who we're going to partner with lending, you know, builders want to be the client as much as your client is. So, you know, you've got to take a team approach. I don't know how many deals I feel like get squashed because it's kind of like lender against builder. And we've got to be a team, especially in a more challenging market when the buyer has maybe doubts or they're not as confident with their purchase right now. We've got to be a united team speaking the same voice. I think having, you know, your core, if you can develop those relationships with builders, and keep in mind they're your client too, not just the buyer. So that would be my parting thought, I guess, on more lender specific. But what was the other question? Lending forward?
Yeah, how are you lending it forward?
I go back to my involvement with the HVA as I come off of being president this year. I really hope that I have more time where I can mentor women and mentor young people and show them a path and an opportunity for them in construction or lending or real estate or any of the industries that, we're all in this together, that partnership with, that partner with the construction industry. So I hope that I have more time to dedicate to that as I come off my role with the HVA this year.
Awesome. Well, I'm certain that your influence will certainly extend past the HVA into the community because you're very good at staying connected. And I know that there are going to be more great things from Holly Overton coming in 2024 and beyond.
Well, thank you.
I'm positive
Likewise.
About that.
And we've got to do more with our associations. We've got to get the Mortgage Association, the HVA, and do some joint events and things in the future. I think that's a good opportunity too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Holly, I wanted to say thank you so much for joining us today. I'm looking forward to having your voice on the Lending Forward podcast and sharing your expertise and insight with our listeners. If you want to get connected to Holly or the Wilmington HBA, it's wcfhba.com.
That's right.
And stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Liza.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.